أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page, and inshallah ta'ala today we are on page 88, which is the 5th juz, Surah An-Nisa. In the previous episode we mentioned a number of verses that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to us concerning the way that the people who received the scriptures before us behaved when it came to issues of iman and issues of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and issues of following the guidance that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to us and gave to them. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, as we explored in the previous episode, he mentioned the punishment of those people, and Allah Azza wa Jal describes it in very serious terms, and how those people will enter into the fire, they will be led therein, and they will remain therein forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will continue there to the extent that even when their flesh and their skin is burned off, Allah Azza wa Jalla will replace it with fresh skin and flesh so that they may continue to taste the torment. And Allah Azza wa Jalla also then mentions the reward of the believers and how they will remain in Jannah forever. Allah Azza wa Jalla then gave to us a number of important etiquettes and important principles. From them is the importance of integrity and honesty and truthfulness, and the importance of being fair and just when it comes to your affairs as a Muslim. These are characteristics that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are becoming of a Muslim. Allah Azza wa Jalla then gave to us an important principle, and that is that our religion revolves and our existence as Muslims revolves around the obedience of Allah and the obedience of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, by extension, those that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to obey, and they are the people in authority over us, primarily being the rulers and the scholars of Islam. But that can also be applied to those people that Allah has placed in authority over you on a smaller scale. So for example, your parents, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them authority over you. Your husband in a marriage, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him authority over the family. Certain other people, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to them authority as well, to obey them in the way that Allah has commanded and legislated, and in a way that is good, is something which is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if there are disputes or disagreements, or we don't understand something, then our religion commands us to turn back to those two sources of knowledge, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we begin from verse number 60, and that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا. Do you not see those who claim to believe in what has been sent down to you and in what was sent down before you, yet still want to turn to unjust tyrants for judgment, although they have been ordered to reject them? Indeed, shaitan wants to lead them far astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the statement or the situation of the hypocrites. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, do you not reflect upon the situation of those who claim to believe in that which was revealed to you and that which was revealed before you? Meaning they claim to be Muslims. They claim to believe in the Quran, to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but despite this belief in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they want as their judges those who are not ruling by Allah's command or by His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's command. They don't want the laws of Allah to be applied upon them. They are essentially looking for the laws of other than Allah to be applied. That is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is referring to, and that is a sign of nifaq. It is a sign of hypocrisy, because this is the way of the hypocrites. And this verse is being mentioned after those principles that we just spoke about at the beginning and that we spoke in detail about in the last episode. Allah Azza wa Jalla instructed us to have integrity, have honesty, have truthfulness, to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those in authority over us. And if we dispute or we disagree, we turn back to Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the way of the Muslim. That is the way that they should live their lives as Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that these are the issues of integrity, of honesty, of truthfulness. Because if you truly believe in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you would accept the commands and the laws of Allah azza wa jal, even if they fall against you. Because that means that you're in the wrong, that you did what Allah azza wa jal commanded you not to do. So sometimes that law may not go in your favor, it is against you, but it is as a result of your own actions and what you did. That is how it always works in every single law. And that law you may consider to be harsh or strict or whatever, but as a Muslim you accept and you believe and you obey because it is the command of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah azza wa jal is saying in this verse, do not look at those people who make that claim of iman, who say that they believe, who say that they accept Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but when it comes to applying Allah's commands and laws, they would rather go to other than Allah. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ. And we said a taghut is anything which is not from the religion of Allah. Any false god, meaning any law that Allah Azza wa Jal, therefore, in this context, has not legislated. They would rather have that, because that is easier for them, or more in line with their desires, or what they consider to be, you know, logically they may consider to be something which they fancy or approve of or like more than what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ. But they were told to stay away from that. They were told that what is best for you is what Allah has commanded you with. And surely, if you truly believe in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know that Allah azza wa jal only decrees what is good, and that everything that Allah azza wa jal has placed within His Sharia, within His laws, within His revelation, it is for the betterment of humankind, and that Allah azza wa jal will reward and punish accordingly based upon those who follow and reject that revelation, then you would have no issues or qualms in accepting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, the sister who doesn't want to wear hijab, the person who doesn't want to follow the laws of inheritance in Islam, the person who, for example, doesn't want to give zakah because they consider that 2.5% on their wealth annually too much to give. These are just examples of those people who, despite them claiming to believe in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes to applying the laws and commands of Allah, they would rather go to something else. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and shaitan wants to lead them far astray. These are from the traps of shaitan. The traps of shaitan is that he tells you to, yes, to make the claim that you accept, but in reality when it comes down to the crunch, when it comes to the application, he tells you to turn away. And he guides you away from that path. And that is the way of the hypocrites. The hypocrites would claim to believe, as we know, they would openly profess to believe, but when it came to application, because they didn't really truly believe, they wouldn't want to follow the laws of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 61, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا. And when they are told, turn to Allah's revelation and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, turn to that which Allah has revealed and what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will see the hypocrites turning away from you. When it is said, come, this is what you believe in. As Muslims, what do you accept? We accept the Quran. What do you accept? You accept the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, this is the Quran and the Sunnah. This is what they say about this issue. So for example, because we've spoken about this in detail in this surah, and it is one of the major issues that Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses in this surah, the issue of inheritance, or for example, the issues of the rights of the spouses, the husband and the wife in terms of divorce and so on. So a person comes now with an issue of inheritance, and the Sharia says, for example, the daughter receives half, and the son's not the brother's not happy, the uncle's not happy, someone else isn't happy. They don't like that the daughter should receive half of the inheritance. Half of everything that they own goes to that little girl. That's not something which they're willing to accept. Or for example, that the wife receives a quarter because there's no children. Or the husband receives half because there's no children. And they're not willing to accept. Come back. Let us go back to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will see Allah Azza wa Jalla says, رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. You see the hypocrites turning away. The people of hypocrisy turn away. So this is a warning, as we said, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Alam tara, do you not see, do you not reflect? These are warnings for the believers. Don't be like those people. Beware of these characteristics and traits and attributes. So likewise, the believer, when it comes to the commands of Allah, the laws of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you must willingly and openly, fully accept them. You must submit to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded, not least because you know that this dunya is temporary. That by your obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you inshallah gain a greater reward in akhirah. Yes, you may lose out on something here in terms of the inheritance that you may feel you deserve, that you may feel you are entitled to, but Allah has commanded otherwise. So by accepting that, Allah will give to you a greater reward than that small amount of wealth that you may have achieved or attained in this world. And so the believer must always look in this way, at the greater picture, at the greater goal, at the greater objective, which is the objective of attaining Allah's pleasure and attaining His reward and Jannah. Whereas the hypocrite, the disbeliever, they only look at the here and now. That's not fair. That doesn't work for me. It's not what I want. I deserve more. I want more. And so when it comes to Allah's commands and His laws, if it suits them, they will accept it. And if it goes against their favor in what they perceive, then they will reject it, or they will find or try to find a different way. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla then says in verse number 62, speaking about the outcomes and the consequences of this. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ جَاءُوكَ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَدَنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا. If disaster or calamity strikes them because of what they themselves have done, then they will come to you swearing by Allah, we only wanted to do good and achieve harmony. Because of what they did, their disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, they're turning away from Allah's commands and Allah's judgments. Sometimes calamity ensues, disaster strikes, they have some issue that falls upon them that is extremely difficult. Then they will turn around and they will say, by Allah, taking an oath by Allah Azza wa Jal, we only wanted what is good. We thought that that was a better way of doing it. We thought that that would be easier. We thought that that would be more acceptable. They will make excuses. And they will try to find a way in order to right this issue that they have. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to them that what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given, it is what is best for the believer, always. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what He commands, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded, it is always best for the believer. And a believer who has that iman will willingly accept what Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded. And that is something which you see if you read the Sunnah and you read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see it in real life application in the time of the companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. How often do you see that Allah gives a command, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a command, and the companions rush to adhere to it? They rush to apply it. They rush to hold on to it. And that is because of the iman that they have, and the true iman that they have in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the example of alcohol in the Quran. And we mentioned a few episodes ago the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal saying, don't come to the salah in a state of being intoxicated. When Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that alcohol is no longer allowed, you see immediately, as the narration says, the streets and the alleyways of Medina were gushing forth with the wine that people were spilling. People didn't say, let's wait for tomorrow, or let's just finish off what we have at home, or this is a bottle that we've already opened, let's just stop, or we'll start next week. These are the traps of shaitan, this procrastination, these making of excuses. Those companions, they obeyed immediately immediately what Allah Azza wa Jal had commanded. What Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, they did immediately. And you see examples of this throughout the Sunnah, when Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that the women should cover. Aisha radiallahu anha says, may Allah have mercy upon the women of the Ansar. They took from the bottom of their shawls or the bottom of their long dresses, and they made for themselves shawls and scarves that they would use to wrap themselves with. That's all that they had. That's all that they could do right here and now. They did it. And then the rest, inshallah, when things are easier, they will do it in a different way or a better way. But right now the command has come. Right now I will apply it. And so the companions never had this thing that, oh yes, we have 7 days, a month, a year, and then we'll see. Or it's still too early, or it's something which it's going to take me time. Or immediately they believed, and immediately they submitted, and immediately they obeyed the commands of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla honored them and praised them. As for those people who disobey Allah, turn away from Allah, and then when calamity strikes and they see that Allah Azza wa Jalla is punishing them for their disobedience, they turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla, or they turn back and they try to make excuses. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in verse number 63, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ فاعرض عنهم وعظهم وقل لهم في أنفسهم قولا بليغا. Allah knows well what is in the hearts of these people. So ignore what they say, instruct them, and speak to them about themselves using penetrating words. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Allah knows their reality. Allah knows the hypocrisy in their hearts. Allah knows their lack of willingness to accept and submit and obey the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Turn away from them. Ignore them. Don't busy yourself with them. Because those people are only looking for excuses. Those are the people who will come and they will try to find any and every way out of one of the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, because it's not something which they want to do. It's not something which they're willing to do. And you see this when you sit with people who are openly or constantly doing haram, or they're not doing certain things which Allah Azza wa Jal has made obligatory upon them, you will find them making excuses. One or another. It's too difficult. I don't have enough time. My circumstances don't allow. And they will do all of these things, but if what was on offer was not Allah's commands, but a business opportunity where they could make a great deal of wealth or money, or some type of materialistic purchase that they can immediately achieve now, you would see that they would rush towards it, and they would make time, and they would change their schedule, and they would make their circumstances fit around that issue. But when it comes to Allah's commands, His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's commands, then it's an issue of convenience. It's an issue of what works for me, how it works for me, and when it works for me. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says, that Allah knows the reality of these people. So stay away from them, ignore them, wa'idhum, and continue to remind them, continue to instruct them, because that is all that you can do. Remind of Allah, remind of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remind them of their duties as Muslims, وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بِالْبَلِيغًا, and speak to them in a way that is baligh, it is eloquent, it is instructive, it is penetrating, it is something which they will remember. And that is that you remind them of Allah, and remind them of their duties that they have towards Allah Azza wa Jal, and you remind them of the sin that they are incurring and the punishment that comes along with that sin. That is what it means, that you speak to them in those stern ways so that they know exactly what it is that they're doing or leaving. And then after that, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will deal with them and their affairs. In verse number 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. All the messengers we sent were meant to be obeyed by Allah's permission. If only, meaning the hypocrites, had come to you when they wronged themselves and begged for Allah's forgiveness, and the messenger had asked for forgiveness for them, they would have found that Allah accepts repentance and is most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that every messenger that Allah sent was to be obeyed. But clearly that is something which is down to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal does not force anyone into anything in this life. And so therefore Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that the messengers of Allah be obeyed. But not all of them were obeyed. And not every single person that they came to obey them. It is all down to those that follow the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, as opposed to those who turn away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn away from that which Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded. So those who turn to Allah and obey Him, they do it by Allah's permission. And so Allah Azza wa Jal says that Allah sent the messengers to be obeyed, but not all of them were obeyed. And not all were they obeyed on every single issue, because Allah Azza wa Jal does not force people into that type of obedience, but rather they are only obeyed by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And if those people who did wrong, from the hypocrites and others, if only they came back to Allah making tawbah, and if only they came back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking him to make tawbah on their behalf, meaning asking him to seek forgiveness for them from Allah Azza wa Jal, they would have found that Allah Azza wa Jal is someone who gives repentance and someone who is most merciful, one who is gives repentance and one who is most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this shows to us the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person commits wrong, we sin, we disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't follow some of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn away from some of the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, all that we need to do is turn to Allah Azza wa Jal with sincere repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you were to do that, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. You would find that Allah Azza wa Jal is one that accepts repentance, one that is most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse number 65, which is the final verse that we will take in today's episode, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. By your Lord, they will not be true believers until they let you decide between them in all matters of dispute and find no resistance in their souls to your decisions, accepting them totally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, he mentions to us another very important principle. And that is that the one who is the true believer, the definition of true iman, is to willingly and fully submit to what the command is of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. And in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla takes an oath by himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah takes an oath by himself subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the importance of this issue. That iman is not up to me and you in terms of our desires, following what we want, doing what we want, when we want, how we want. True iman is to follow Allah's commands and the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive, it means that the people that are living with him, they go back to him and they follow his command. And after his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is to return to his sunnah. Return to his commands in what has been recorded to us and narrated to us and mentioned to us and given to us from his commands, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. Know by your Lord. You will never truly believe. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They do not possess true iman. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Until they let you decide between them in all matters of dispute. Not only that, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. And they find no resistance in their hearts to what it is that you have decided. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And they accept it totally and fully. They submit to it because that is the command that you have given to them. And so when we have an issue between a husband and a wife, you have an issue between business partners, you have an issue between two Muslims, and they come to you and you say, this is what Allah commanded, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded, it is the sign of true iman that they fulfill these three things that Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned. Number one, that they are willing to accept what Allah, or that they turn back to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as their judge. Number two, that they find no resistance in what they commanded. Number three, that they submit totally. And this is mentioned in the sunnah, in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, the hadith of Zubair Ibn al-Awwam radiyallahu anha. Zubair is the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother, Zubair's mother Safiya, is the paternal aunt of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa radiyallahu anhuma. Zubair had a farm, a date palm farm, where he would have water that would come into him, into his garden. And then that water would go on to the farm of his neighbor. He also needed that water. And so the neighbor complains that Zubair is taking the water and then he's giving it to me. So because the water is coming to Zubair first, the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this dispute was brought to him, let him benefit from it. O Zubair, take what you need, do it quickly and send the rest to him. And so the man became upset and he said, it's only because he's your cousin, because he's the son of your aunt, that you're saying like this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angry. As Zubair said, that I think that this verse was revealed because of this incident. Now, whether that verse was revealed because of this incident or not, it is an example of its application. That a dispute comes between two people, they bring it forth to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a fair command. He says to Zubair, take what you need, meaning don't be extravagant, take what you need of the water, then send the rest to your neighbor. And the man wasn't willing to accept this. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became angry. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying here that the believer is the one who in all of their affairs, they accept the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you find in his sunnah. The way that he told us to behave, the way that he told us to live, the way that he told us to settle our disputes and our differences, all of this you find in the Quran and the sunnah. The believer is the one who is willing to accept it and doesn't find any resistance in their soul because they know that that is what is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This principle alongside the principle that we took in the previous verse of obedience to Allah and His Messenger, and of returning our disputes back to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These two principles are extremely important, especially in the time that we live in, that a Muslim understands and abides by and holds on to, in order for them, inshallah ta'ala, to achieve success in this life and the next. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.